Good morning. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1. Again, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go number Israel and Judah." Since it appears that it was pride in David that was the occasion for this chastisement on Israel, it probably follows that it was pride growing in the hearts of all Israel that it aroused the Lord's wrath. You know, if we can think past all the snow for a moment, picture a warm, sunny garden. Pride is the quack grass growing everywhere. The quack grass in our mortal soil. It spreads itself everywhere, and no matter how much we weed, it keeps coming back. Pride rides as the captain over the seven so-called deadly sins. Pride, lust, covetousness, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. Like Israel, pride quickly springs up in each one of us. It seeks control and it wreaks destruction. We lift ourselves over others because pride can always find a reason why I'm better. Lucifer, Eve, David, you, me. Presuming I'm better and therefore I deserve more. My way should rule. And so complaining displaces contentment. Criticism replaces love. And getting my way dismisses repentance. Pride chokes on truly saying to God, "I've sinned. I'm sorry." Psalm 19 thus calls pride the great transgression. And yet pride is also the most popular religion. Parents, employers, even churches appeal to people's pride to be better than others. And so rotten behavior is replaced with rotten pride. Pride is the most wanted criminal on God's most wanted list. Proverbs chapter 6. Yes, six things the Lord hates. Yea, seven are an abomination unto the Lord. A proud look. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that are swift to run to see evil, a heart that devises wicked plans, one who sows a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Pride is lurking in you and in me. It took David's government 9 months to count the 1.5 million men of fighting age. It took God hours to wipe out 5% of them, 70,000 people. That sounds horrible. And yet, we deserve to be thus cut down to size, punished for our sins against others, destroyed for our rebellion against God's own person. David, as a result of this, sees a terrifying sight. The angel of the Lord is standing with his sword drawn over Jerusalem. That sword is drawn in wrath on David's sin. on our sin. And what will happen? What happened then? Fire came down from heaven and it consumed the sacrifice. And the angel of the Lord sheathed his sword. Why is it that the angel of the Lord's wrath was stopped at this threshing floor of Ornan? Well, the place is significant. You may not be familiar with that name, but it's also called Mount Moriah and Mount Zion. The site that God had designated for the temple, for all the Old Testament sacrifices, the picture of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, in sheathing His sword, is saying to David and to you, your sins are forgiven. There is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. My peace I give to you, a peace that the world cannot give. David was so moved that he offered another sacrifice of thanksgiving. And not just that day. We are in fact told in 1 Chronicles, from that day onward, David continually made sacrifices at this site. This threshing floor was his home of worship because here was the presentation that Jesus has died for the forgiveness of our sins. Fall at Jesus' cross and grind your pride to dust in the crucible of repentance. The faith that falls at Jesus' cross blooms with humility because living at that cross, Spirit-created faith doesn't focus on me. It can't take its eyes off the love that Jesus showed for us there, willing to endure the shame and the agony, his back ripped raw, trying to gasp for a breath, raw nerves pulling against those nails, straining to take the pressure off his lungs so he could take a breath. The curse of God itself laid on him that he might pay the penalty for sin that you and I owed. The humility that worships Jesus there at the foot of the cross is content with what he gives and forgives the failures of others by lifting Jesus over me, over all. Let us learn with David then to pray. Psalm 19. Lord, keep back your servant from sins of presumption. Let them not have dominion over me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 226, stanzas 3 and 8. 226, stanzas 3 and 8.